Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning. We worship you. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we pray this morning, Lord, every time that we come to thy word, we know the entrance of that word brings light. And Lord, we pray that that light will shine in our hearts this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer. And my doctrine now, hallelujah, will drop like honeydew this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. The doctrine of Christ this morning in Jesus' mighty name. We give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Receive all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, this morning, I am going to give an introduction to a series that I will be doing. I believe we will start that after the town hall meeting and go into the rest of the year. And I've been wanting to do this for almost 3 years that we've been here that whole time. But the Lord, you know, he said it wasn't time, you know, and so on. You know, and I mentioned a few weeks ago that administration might change a little bit and so forth like that. And I was getting myself ready for that and so on. So the Lord is getting ready to do something unique and extraordinary. How many of you can say amen? Hallelujah. And Paul said, I shunned not to declare unto you the full counsel of God. Hallelujah. This morning we're going to start here. This is an introduction to this series. And it's going to be God's eternal purpose. God's eternal purpose. That's where we're going to start this morning. And Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, I am going to read verses 3 through 14 this morning as we start. And this series, in fact, you may say that the title of this message might be very well be the title of the series, because it is so vital that we understand this. But let's start here this morning. This is just a brief introduction that we are going to do here this morning. Ephesians chapter 1. And verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now, if you hear something that blesses your spirit, you are free to say amen. Because I thought people should have shouted with that verse. Now, let me read that verse to you. And again, and perhaps this time you might shout. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
Amen.
That's right, that sounds better. According as he has chosen us. Now, that's where this message is at this morning. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. That's where we're going this morning and in this series. And that we should be holy without blame before him in love. Now notice, having predestinated us before the world began unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, that's Jesus, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. And in this series, we will be talking about the mystery of his will. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure. Now remember, that's the second time he's talking about it. It's according to his good pleasure. It is according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. Now, we're talking about the purpose of God and his good pleasure and the mystery of his will before the world began, which he purposed in himself. Now, these things, even angels desire to look into them. We're going to be talking about that in this series. I'm going to just give an introduction this morning. Now, let's find out what it is all about. Verse 10. You know, this has got to be one of my favorite, most favorite scriptures in the entire Bible. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ. Oh yes, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him. Can you say amen? Now Christ is the centerpiece of that eternal purpose of God. Amen. And we're going to be talking about it. And in this series, by the grace of God, so help me God, we will bring the revelation of the knowledge of the Son of God. How He is the centerpiece of God's eternal purpose. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And then we are going to be going not only from Jesus Christ, because He was only the firstborn, but not the only one. But He was the firstborn among many brethren. So we are going to go into how and what God had in mind for the others. You know, because Jesus, He said He was the firstborn among many brethren. So what about the others? So we're going to be seeing that. And this series will go into a lot of things. You know, when we, you know, when we preach each one of the series, we will let you know, you know, and you better be ready. Praise God. Because we are going to go into some of the deep things of God. Amen? Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, let me finish this. I want to read through verse 14. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Not that we shall obtain, but we have obtained. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Oh yes, we have already obtained an inheritance, being predestinated. Now that's the third or second time he's talking about this being predestinated. According to the purpose. Now that's about the fourth time he's talking about the purpose of God. That being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things. Now that's not just what we think are the religious things. And, you know, you say, oh, these are secular things, and those are really... No. He worketh all things. Amen? Yes. That's right. He worketh all things. Now, a real child of God, a real spiritual being, you don't have two separate lives. You know, and if you see a real Jew, you know, if you find a real Jew, I mean, that's not, you know, that's not the ones that just say we are children of Abraham. Because the Bible says they are not all children of Abraham that say so just because they were born naturally in that lineage. But it is the children of faith. And if you find a real one, they'll tell you there's no difference between a secular life and a religious life. It's all the same. You are one spiritual being. Amen. And God, He worketh all things. All things after the counsel of His own will. Oh, that we should be to the praise of His glory. That's the reason why He's doing all these things. So the praise of His glory. Who first trusted in Christ, in whom also after ye trusted, after that ye heard the word of God, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Oh yes. And if you have not been sealed, oh my, this series will reveal also the importance of that sealing, which is the earnest of our inheritance. That's like a down payment. That's a token. That's a guarantee. You know, God, you know, give to us, you know, until the redemption. So we are going to be talking about the redemption of the purchased possession. Now, all the things that we read in this introduction, we are going to be talking about in this series. The redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, it is to the praise of His glory. Now, right away, we see that this text that we just read, you know, is like an introduction. Because he's talking about, well, the purpose of God. You know, he's talking about this and that and so forth. But he's not really telling us exactly what it is. You know, so we lay that down as the introduction, you know. And then verse 10 will give you an insight into that, you know, he's going to gather all things together in Christ. So Christ is going to be the centerpiece of all of that. You know, so that gives you another insight. And then you'll see that he's all constantly talking about according to his own good pleasure and according to his own purpose. You know, so that'll give you also an idea of what it is all about, you know. But let's go back to the beginning. Let's go back to the very beginning in Genesis chapter 1. And then that might give you even yet, you know, an insight into what he's talking about. Now remember, I'm laying a foundation only in this message today. You know, and I'm going to preparing you, you know, to, so you can look forward to the series when it starts. Because we're really going where God wants us to go. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So let's go to Genesis chapter 1. And let's read in verse 26. And this series will also answer many questions. Many questions. Now, we may not only do this series in the Sunday services, we may do it, some of it, in a Wednesday night service, or if we have a Friday night service or whatever. So you don't want to miss any, because, you know, when whichever way we go, you know, we'll just keep on going there until the Lord, you know, does everything that he wants to do with this series. So don't miss any service. Now, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and so forth, and every creepy thing that creepeth upon the earth, and so on. You know, so right away there are some questions here, and we will answer those questions in this series, not today. Who was God talking to when he said, let us make man in our image? Now he said, our image. So whoever he was talking to had to have the image of God. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. So that gives you right there. So who is the one, you know, that the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3, who is the one that the Bible says being in the express image of God and being in the brightness of his glory? You know, who is that one? And we're going to be talking about who he is, you know. And who is the one that the Bible says in John chapter 1 and verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, right here. And the Word was God. Hallelujah. Oh yes. We're going to be talking about that. This series will answer all of that and leave no doubt about that. You know, and then, but what is the purpose, what is his intention here about man? You know, I've heard so many people preach about this verse, but every time I've heard about it, it's always about the dominion. See, it's always, oh, the dominion, you know, God wanted them to have dominion over this and over that and so forth. Well, sure, but that's only a byproduct of what he was talking about. What he wanted right here is, let them be in our image. Amen. That's the first thing out of his mouth concerning man. God wanted to reproduce himself in man. Hallelujah. So instead of having mankind, he wanted to have Godkind. But they couldn't get the job done. See, and this series will address all of that. How they failed, and how God will bring back that God kind that he had in mind from the beginning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, so that's what he had in mind. Let us make man in our image. Well, you know, he did make him in his image and so forth, but they did not stay with the program. Let's put it that way. Through disobedience to the word of God. See, because it is this word that holds all things in place. It is the word of God. You know, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. See, and this word, if you disobey that word, you are out of his plan. That's how important the word of God is. Can you say amen to that? Amen. They disobeyed the word of God. And so all this mess that we have in the world is here today. But God has a plan. Praise ye the name of the Lord. He has a plan, because the Lamb was slain before the world began. God already knew all of that. And if you don't know that God knew all of that, well, you're going to find out, you know, about God and who he really is in this series. Amen? Amen. If you ever think or ever thought in your mind that God, you know, someday just finds out about something, well, you don't know who he is at all. Amen. He declares the end from the beginning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Oh yes, and wait until we preach about the checkmate. You know, Hallelujah. Like I said, this is an introduction today. How many of you ever played chess? You ever play chess? Chess? Anybody know what chess is? Well, I used to play chess when I was young, man. Chess is a thinking man's game. And I used to play championship chess and so forth like that. And chess, you know, you have to kind of, a really good chess players, I mean, a really good chess game can go on for days. You know, but the really good chess players, they can anticipate and calculate several moves of their opponents ahead of time. You know, the ones that are not so good, they have to wait until you make a move before they figure out what they are going to do. Well, you know, there is one move in chess that is called checkmate. When you make that move, it is the move that makes it impossible for your opponent to make any more moves. Hallelujah! Praise God! And sometime in this series, maybe towards the end of it, we will preach that checkmate that puts the final end to that devil. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, here's what the devil does, you know, still talking about this game of chess. You know, the devil, he has to wait for God to make a move before he makes the move. Because he doesn't know what God's going to do. But sometimes he gets an idea when he sees some of these symbols, you know, like he saw the lamb was slain, you know, and he didn't know all that all was about. So he got an idea, you know, and so forth like that. But the Lord doesn't tell everybody everything. Amen? Especially the devil. You know, but he, you know, he gets some ideas, you know, he figures some things out from the word of God and so forth. But there are some things God made sure he wouldn't know anything about it. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, so he has to wait for the Lord to make a move and then try to counterfeit the move of God. You know, but the Lord, every move that the devil will ever make, before he already made it, the Lord already knew it. Praise God. I've seen some good chess games and some really chess wizards. They come to the game and they just make one move at the beginning of the game and say checkmate. And then the opponent, my goodness, every move that you want to make can't. Because this guy, he already calculated every move that you could possibly make. And boom, it's right there. Well, those people are no match for the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. You're going to find out in this series how he does all of that and how he brings his eternal purpose out. And some of you may be here and you're just wondering, well, what's my purpose in life? You know, maybe, you know, you are going through some hard times right now and you think that's what life is all about. Because your problems are overwhelming you. You know, well, we're not making light of your problems. Amen? No, we're not making light of your problems, but there are greater and deeper things, you know, than the problems that we have every day. In fact, the problems that you have every day, they are nothing more than practice for you. You know, God wants you to practice. You know, see how you do over these little things, you know, because there are greater things coming. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, so we're going to find out about all of that, but let me read this verse here in Ephesians chapter 3. Let me give you a further introduction, further insight into this purpose of God. And we're going to read a few more scriptures, and then we will close this introduction and go into the breaking of bread. And then when we start the fullness of this series, you will hear all about it. But I just want to give you the introduction today. Ephesians chapter 3. And I am going to read one verse in particular. But before I get to that verse, verse 10 is what I want to read in particular. But let me start at verse 9. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. The mystery? Absolutely. Which from the beginning of the world had been hidden God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Now, you know, this mystery, you say, the mystery, well, to the intent that now, see, remember I told you the angels desire to look into these things. Now unto the principalities and powers. See, in verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 3, might, you know, in heavenly, you know, now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Now, they are finding out, even the principalities and powers, they are finding out through the church some of the things that God has reserved and that God had from the beginning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's exactly right. You say, they don't know that and they desire to look into that, why sure. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 12 will tell you that these, you know, some of these things the angels desire to look into. You know, but, you know, it's not given exactly to the angels, because the Bible says, to which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my beloved son, sit at my right hand. Angels were not made in the image of God, in case you are thinking that he was talking to angels, you know, over there. So you'll find all of that out in this series. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, let me also read to you here in 2 Timothy chapter 1, and I'm going to read verses 9 and 10. Don't forget, you know, the beginning of this series and throughout this series, it's about God's eternal purpose. So 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 9. Who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. How in the world could God have given you something before the world began, when some of you are only in your 20s or your 30s or 40s or even 60s or 70s? It doesn't matter how old you are. I mean, were you there when the world began? We're going to find the answer to that. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And when you understand God's eternal purpose, he's going to elevate your faith beyond temporal things. In this series also, we are going to find out the efficacy of the spoken word of God.
Hallelujah.
Where he comes in into all of that, you know, where he plays a part in your life. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And throughout the time that we've been here at GMI Church, I've touched on some of these subjects here and there and so forth. But in this series, we're going to bring it all together. Hallelujah. And it's going to be a continuity so that you can understand what God is doing. So God has done these things. He made, you know, this purpose and grace that was given to us even in Christ Jesus before the world began. Verse 10 of 2 Timothy chapter 1. But it's now made manifest. This thing that was given to us before the world began is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ. Now, in this series also, we are going to go into the last half of this verse 10 that I'm about to read, because that's where the eternal purpose of God is leading to. You know, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death. That's why. And he has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Now, in this series, we are going to approach that immortality. Oh, yes. You say immortality? Absolutely. And we're going to find out what the plan of God was from the beginning, and how he brings it back again. Can you say praise the name of the Lord? Immortality means he that keepeth my sayings shall never taste death. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is going to show to us in this series how he's going to bring us into that immortality. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now let me also, now again we're still talking about the introduction. Let me also give to you in Romans chapter 16. Now, the foundation I'm laying here today is just whetting your appetite about, you know, the purpose of God, but also showing that this purpose was proposed in him or planned in him before the world began, and that it has been a hidden mystery. Now, in Romans chapter 16 and verse 25. Now unto him that is of power. Can you say amen?
Amen?
To establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And in this series, we are going to reveal who is the everlasting God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And what is his name? And we are going to reveal that in this series. Also in this series, we will answer many questions, you know, about, you know, things like that, you know, and so forth. And wherein, you know, even the disciples, they had doubt in their hearts many times, disciples of Jesus. They had doubt in their hearts many times and so forth, because they always had, they always heard Jesus talking about, say, I and my Father are one. You know, and this series, we were going to talk about that and explain what that means. Amen? Amen. And finally, one day, one of the disciples was bold enough, and, you know, he said, Philip, he said, you know, look, you've been telling us about the Father all this time. Show us the Father already, and it will suffice us. Amen? Praise God. And Jesus said unto him, wow, my goodness. All this time I've been with you, and yet you have not yet known me. See, that's the same condition in the church today. All this time that people go to church and so forth, yet they have not known him. So, by the grace of God in this series, we will bring the revelation of the mystery of who he is. Amen? But the Bible says, there, you know, without all controversy, you know, there's no controversy at all about the mystery of godliness. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, everything that God does is according to his mercy and his grace. So let me round up this introduction by taking you to one of my other favorite chapters in the Bible, you know, and that has to be Romans chapter 9. And I'm going to take you to that and just read a few verses real quickly. I'm going to give you a reference of Romans chapter 9, verses 9 through 26, but I won't read them all on account of time. But I'm going to start here at Romans chapter 9, verse 9. For this is the word of promise. At this time I will come and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah had also conceived by one, even our father Isaac. Now, for the children, verse 11 is where I'm going, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil. Now, Rebekah was pregnant with twins. And while the twins were still in her belly, they were not yet born. They have not done anything at all. I mean, they're not yet even born. You know, that the purpose of God, that's what I'm talking about in this series. That the purpose of God according to election. And not, you know, not according to works, but according to election. That the purpose of God might stand not of works, but of him that calleth. And that's what we are going to be talking about in this series. It was said unto her, concerning the twins that were in her womb, you know, the elder shall serve the younger. You know, even as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Now, is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. You know, but listen to why he said it the way he said it. Verse 15. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Now, if you happen to be a vessel of mercy, if you happen to be somebody who has received the mercy of the Lord, you ought to fall on your face every single day. Because it is not of your works. It is not of what you can do. It is not of any works of righteousness which you have done. It is by the election of his grace. Hallelujah. Now listen to this in verse 16. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth. Amen. You might do everything you want to do. You can do, outdo everybody else. But it is not of that. It is of God that showeth mercy. And in order for God to show mercy, this is the way he does it. He concludes everybody to be under sin. He condemns everybody. Not one is righteous, saith the Lord. And that's the way that he can have mercy upon all. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So you're going to be hearing about that in this series. You know, and every time I hear that, it makes me want to shout. Hallelujah. To know that I was chosen in him before the world began. Now listen to this in Psalm 65. Psalm 65 and verse 4. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causes to approach unto you. Oh, that he may dwell. Oh my. See, God is the one that does the choosing. God is the one that brings you in. You cannot do it by yourself. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. Yes, and we're going to be talking about the king's chamber, you know, in this series. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Jesus himself said in John chapter 6 and verse 44, no man can come unto me except the Father draws him. Hallelujah. So we're going to see how all of that plays into what God is doing in this great eternal purpose of God. In John chapter 15 and verse 16, Jesus said, I have chosen you. You have not chosen me. There is not a single one of you that is seated in here today that you chose the Lord. He chose you. Amen. Amen. Before the world began, he chose you. But how does he call you? He calls you through the gospel. Hallelujah. Now look at this door that is behind me right here. Consider it this way. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again just so you understand. Consider it this way. You might put, you know, this door is two-sided. On the one side and on the back side. Amen? Is that correct? Amen? Yeah. Come on, somebody. Are you with me? So I might put on this door here that everybody is seeing, whosoever will. Now that's the greatest word in the gospel. It's whosoever. That's the greatest word in the gospel. Whosoever, let him enter through this door. Whosoever will, let him enter. You see, through this door. You know, we'll put it there and so forth like that. So that's an invitation to enter through that door. You know, but on the other side of the door, what does it say? When you get on the other side and you look back on that door, it says, you have been chosen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because they won't come except the Father draws them. See, hallelujah. And so even when the Father is drawing them, you know, here's what happens. You think the devil is not going to contest that? Of course he will. Jesus himself said, you know, he gave the parable of the sower. He said, when the word of God is sown, oh yeah, the enemy, he's going to fight that. See? And he's going to pluck that word out of your heart before you get to do anything with it. Because he doesn't want you to go through and be one of the chosen. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So, you know, the best way for you is to open your heart to the Lord. And just follow his leading and see what he will do for you. Now, I'm going to close with Romans chapter 8 this morning. Romans chapter 8. And I'm going to read verses 28 through 30. Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 30. And we know that all things, now I want everybody to say all things. All things. Now that's not some things. Remember, he saw, you know, who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. And now we're talking about it again here. All things, no matter even the things that you are going through right now that seem hard for you, no matter whatever evil report you may have received, you know, all things work together for good. Now, not for everybody, you know, but for them that love God. To them who are the called. Now, he qualifies it with the definite article, the. Who are the called. According to his purpose. Now, this purpose that we are talking about, which we will reveal what it is in this series. For them who are called according to that purpose, all things work for good for them. Amen. 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 So if you have the witness within you that you are called according to his purpose, don't you ever worry about anything that you are going through.
Hallelujah.
Because he'll bring you through it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When thou passest through, you know, the waters, I will be with you. And the waters shall not overwhelm you.
Amen.
And when you go through the flame, he didn't say if, but he said when. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's right. When you go through there, I will be with you.
Hallelujah.
And the flame shall not kindle upon you.
Amen.
He's going to be right there with you in Isaiah chapter 45. He'll be there with you in verses 2. No matter what you are going through, he will be there with you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For those who are the called according to his purpose, everything will work out for good for them. Verse 29. For whom he did foreknow. Now this is the foreknowledge of God in action. He knows the end from the beginning. For those whom he foreknew, he also did predestinate them. That they will be conformed.
Hallelujah.
To the image of his son.
Amen.
Now that will begin to show you what the purpose is all about. That's where we're going in this series. That he, Christ, might be the firstborn among many brethren. And I like to say it this way, that Jesus Christ was the blueprint of what the sons of God should be. Amen. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Oh, is the hand of God upon your life? Do you know that the hand of God is upon your life? You know, if God has called you to this eternal great purpose, you know, what makes you think that he cannot deliver you out of the little things that are besetting you? Amen? I mean, his eternal purpose is beyond. And even before the world began, he chose you and put your name in the book of life. How much less anything that you are going through today, he'll take care of it. Praise the name of the Lord. He will absolutely take care of it. Now, don't miss the continuation of this series. When we do that, this is just to give you an insight into what we are going to be doing. God's eternal purpose, which he proposed himself before the world began, but he has now chosen us to be a part of it. And he is now revealing it to us and is expounding the revelation of himself. You know, and one of the closest disciples to him at one time, John, you know, the Bible says, you know, he used to hang out with Jesus and so forth all the time. You know, finally when, you know, Jesus came back to him on the Isle of Patmos, you can read that in the book of Revelation chapter 1. And the revelation was of Jesus Christ. Some people think it was the revelation of John. No, no. It says the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's right. It's all about Jesus Christ. And when John saw him on the Isle of Patmos, he fell at his feet as dead. Because he was not the Son of Man anymore. My goodness. I am Alpha and Omega. I am the first and the last. And how many gods will you see in heaven? We will answer that in this series. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you believe that you are being called according to his eternal purpose, and if you know that it is not because of anything that you have done, as we sang, you know, I love to sing that song, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but by his grace alone. You know, if you know that it is not by your works, if you know that it is by his grace alone, then you ought to worship. You ought to worship. Every day you ought to worship. And say, Lord, I worship. Because in spite of who you are, he chose you anyway. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. The Bible says, if God should reward and mark iniquity right away, who shall stand? But his mercy is long-suffering. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I want some people who have received the mercy of the Lord, come out with me here and let's worship him. for a few minutes. If you have received the mercy of the Lord, if you have received, if you know that you have been chosen, and if you are new and you don't know, but you want to receive that mercy, you come with me also. Come and worship. Let's worship and bow down. Let's thank Him for His mercy. Let's praise Him this morning. Because He chose us before the world began. Praise Him this morning. Praise Him this morning. And sing with me. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. We are complete. Complete, complete, complete in Him. Oh yes, we are complete in Him. Complete, complete, complete in Him. Oh yes, we are complete. It's not by works of righteousness. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. Oh, it's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. Oh yes, we are complete. Hallelujah! Complete, complete, complete in Him. We are complete in Him. Complete in Him. Complete, complete, complete in Him. Oh yes, we are complete in. If you believe that, shout hallelujah. If you believe that, give a lot of praise. Give a lot of praise up in here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have worshipped. Amen. We will go now into the breaking of the bread as you go back to your seats.